Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to my beautiful planet Earth. I want to welcome you to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I'm your host, I'm Darian Marshall, and as always, I'm always excited about doing my show and just learning new things, introducing new people to you. Normally, the show is on Monday, but we just thought we'd do something a little special this week because the guest wasn't available on Monday, so now we're going to talk to her today. Her name is Marilyn Alaria, and we're going to talk about psychics, whether you know psychics are real or are they phony, or of course, she's the real thing. But we're going to ask some questions just to find out a little more about what goes on with someone who's intuitive and have these different psychic gifts. Because a lot of us, you know, when we hear the word psychic or medium or something like that, right away we conjure up all kinds of, like, devilish images in our heads and sort of almost monsters. And we've had a few, when I used to do the show with Darius, we had different people who were intuitive readers, and we found that these were regular, everyday, loving, kind people, and there's nothing to be afraid of. In fact, they were really very interesting. So we're just going to get into the interview. The show is about half an hour, and just learn more. So welcome to the show, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, and I love what you just said. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Because I just got back from a conference where I was teaching workshops, and they were all different new thought leaders and, you know, healers and mediums. And what I found in the rooms were everybody is teaching people how to, like, be in the ethereal space, how to be out there in the world. And we really have to learn as spiritual people how to walk on the earth plane. And there's just a few things you said that I loved. And, yeah, if you come from a Christian background or I came from a Catholic background, definitely those little feelings of having monsters or evil spirits around was something I was petrified
Yes.
in the beginning.
So,
you touched on a lot of things that I was like, oh, let's talk about that, let's talk about that.
Great. Well, we could pick anything.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, what is the, I've heard psychic before, then I've heard medium. Are they the same or is there a difference?
They are different. I'm actually a medium. So all mediums are psychic, not all psychics are mediums. That's what they say. Mediums tend to take all their information from spirit, angels, ascended masters. So I take everything from my guides or your deceased loved ones, and my guides are usually talking to your guides, and I give you information. Psychics can sometimes get information from the other side as well, but they may not be always aware of it. And many times, they're reading just your energy field. So we take everything from outside your energy field.
Oh, I see. Now, what was that phrase you just said, all psychics or not? How did you say that?
I said all mediums are psychics, not all psychics are mediums.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. So how did you know that you were a medium? Did you get some type of message or image? What happened, actually?
Yeah, it was a little bit crazy. My first experience was when I was 5 years old, but I didn't understand that that's what it was until I got into my 20s and I started hearing my name called and I'd turn around and nobody would be there and I'd start hearing people talking and then I started seeing spirits and then they started locking me in rooms, doorknobs would fall off or the door would just lock.
Wow.
It was crazy. I started seeing, like, spirits everywhere I went, and I thought I was just having a psychotic break because I was living in New York City during right after 9/11 or certain specific things that were happening. And I moved to California shortly after, but the doors kept locking on me wherever I went. And then I walked into a door and I got 7 stitches in my head. And I knew something was up. So I went to see a psychic for a reading, and she said the dead were trying to reach me, that I needed to see a medium. So I went to see a medium I'd never met before, and the minute she walked in the room, she said, "You're a medium." And the floodgates opened, and then they just came out of the woodwork and scared the living you-know-what out of me.
Wow.
I was like, come on in.
Oh, my.
So,
what, do they scream at you, or do they, I don't, wow.
They do so many different things. You'll see, I see, hear, feel, and know, so I have different gifts, and everybody's got the capacity to wake up a gift at any time in their life, grow a gift like a muscle in the gym, especially now with the dimensions getting thinner and our awareness and consciousness peaking and expanding and growing. So So for me, they would show themselves to me. I would see them either in physical form, which is 3D form, or I would see them like a one-dimensional, like a just a third eye projection. It's kind of like a, almost like something being projected out into a field.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hear them talk to me. They would touch me. They would make me feel what they were feeling. If they died of a heart attack, I would feel the heart thing. So it was pretty creepy and scary in the beginning, but really they can't harm you. We all have free will, and you can ask anything to leave.
Wow.
I have a specific platform, as you can tell. I'm a little bit different than maybe the mainstream mediums that you see out there, all right, because I believe everybody has the gift.
So you believe we all have that ability, what, to speak with people on the other side, or I don't know the right words to use.
Yeah, you can use any words you want. I'm not going to get insulted.
I could just see. So why would I? This is so fascinating. Like, why pick on you and not someone else? You know what I mean? Like, was it something you had that you said, well, we can go through her, and it's easier to spread our message to this little girl instead of Darian? I mean, like, what is wrong with him? And you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's because a friend of mine who's a psychic has been doing it for years said to me, you don't choose this career, it chooses you. And it's really true. I did not want to do this. And I think that it's my purpose, my soul's purpose, to bridge the gap between the dimensions and help people to find their truth, their soul's purpose, their truth in this world through guidance from the other side. And the reason why that's my calling. So for somebody like you or somebody that I'm maybe teaching, just talking to their deceased loved one or their father on the other side, it may be for another reason. It may be to help them create a computer program. It may be to help them draw a painting. It may be to help them raise children.
Oh, yeah.
We all have specific purposes, so there's different guidance.
You know, I find interesting that the few psychics and mediums, the things that I've had on the show, who I really believe, like you, you all said the same thing. It's like, I didn't want to be bothered with this. I didn't want to be bothered with this mess, but it's here. It's a calling, and you take. But the ones that seem to kind of want to be in it, just because, you know, to get maybe the glory or to look special in front of people. For some reason, I'm sure they have the gift, but something just doesn't seem right with them. But all the ones that I feel like, yeah, this is the real deal, they all said the same thing, that it was like they really didn't want to do it, but there was a point where they had to accept it because this is, here it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's an interesting awareness, and it seems to make sense to me because, you know, and people have to be aware out there. I have clients that call me sometimes, and they're like, I was told I have a curse on me. And I'm like, you know, they're like, can you remove it? I'm like, I don't believe in that stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know. I believe that you have free will, so don't let anybody tell you you have a curse on you. If you're having bad experiences, then find out where that's rooted in and start switching things. And life happens, you know,
yes.
Things happen. But I agree with you with that. I think that the people I've come across, it's just kind of fallen onto our laps and changed our lives and shook us up and made us wake up differently and be different in that way, you know. I don't know. I'm not territorial about my gifts. I don't believe that I'm different. I believe that this is just my path. And when somebody, a lot of people come to me that want to learn, and I teach them.
Fantastic. When people consult you, what are some of the regular things that they want to know? Is it get rid of curses, or do they want more money, or what are some of the things that they ask for when they come to you?
I have to say, I've done many radio shows, and you ask the most interesting questions.
Really?
Yeah. And I like it. Nothing against the other hosts. I just think that that you're coming from a different perspective than I'm used to, and I like it.
It's, oh, wow.
Yeah, skeptical, and I don't know. It's interesting. People usually come to me for career and love. Those are the two things. So I usually start out with career. People aren't allowed. I don't do many readings anymore. I'm waitlisted. I'm doing more of a mentorship program, teaching other healers, psychics, life coaches, and spiritual entrepreneurs I've partnered up with a marketing guru, and we are launching a program actually this week that really teaches people how to have a lucrative business and how to be their unique brand and not try to look like everybody else that's out there and not get pushed down because they're thinking everybody else is doing it and they can't do it. But that's what people usually come to me for is career and love. And some people want to talk to loved ones on the other side.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Hey, you mentioned earlier about guides. Now, when you say guides, are they angels or people who have passed on from us, from being with us? Or exactly what are the guides?
Guides can be anything. They can be deceased loved ones. They can be deceased people you've never even met. They can be people that have never walked the earth plane, angels. They could be ascended masters who have walked the earth plane, but probably walking the earth plane now.
Wow.
They could be the moon, the stars. It could be the trees. It could be alien beings from other planets, other star systems.
Oh.
They can be anything.
Oh, I see. Now, when they speak, do they actually speak in language like English or Spanish, or is it more of a feeling you get? This thing is so fascinating to me.
It's such a great question, too. They can speak through different ways. They definitely will speak in our language that we understand, although they've said to me recently that our language is so diluted, they're having a hard time with it. In other words, you say the word love, it's not even diluted. It's got so much attached to it that the pure essence of the word love is lost. So they're wanting to take us to a purer language. But they'll show symbols like birds over again or numbers over again repeatedly, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners have had this experience. And you need to unpack the symbolic language of your guides, which is something I'm a big teacher of. Learning, you know, they'll have you feel things. They'll have you sense energy. They'll have you hear certain sounds, you know, things like that. But, you know, anybody who's out there who's seeing symbolic messages repeatedly, go Google it, find out what that message, you know, what that owl means that you keep seeing. Take the message that resonates with you, because when you Google the symbolic meaning of an owl, about 1,000 websites will come up, and not everybody has your truth. So you have to find your truth through it. I hope that makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good.
Really, I mean, you're so clear. I'm so glad to have you on here. It's taking away that that woo-woo part. That's
very hairy.
Right. Now, if a person thinks that they're gifted with that, is it okay to be afraid? Like, if they feel like, oh my, you know, really creepy about it, is that normal, or does that mean you're not? You know, the
or
real
does
deal?
That mean what?
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're like not the real deal, or you're supposed to just say, hey, I got the gift and I'm going out. Here I go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope you're not hearing my dogs in the background.
I hear a little way, way back, but it's not disturbing.
Okay, good, because they're protecting my house right now.
Oh, cool.
It's normal to feel scared. It's normal to feel, like, uncomfortable, because you're dealing with energies from another dimension, and you're not only seeing them, you're also feeling them or experiencing different sensations. Your body is waking up. Your vibrations are waking up differently. Your awareness. So you're having a whole experience that I can't put into words. So if people are feeling uncomfortable, one of the first things that I teach is how you can feel protected, you know, and that's extremely important so that you feel safe. And again, like I said, you have free will, so you can ask anything to leave. But if you're curious about something, say you feel like you have a spirit in your house and you want it to go, but you're really curious about who it is that's in your house, it'll stay. Curiosity keeps the energy coming back in.
Okay. Does a person have the ability to stop information from coming in?
Yes, a person definitely has the ability to stop information. You can create boundaries with your guides so that they're not just speaking to you or coming in whenever they want. When I started working with my guides, I said, look, we're going to have a strict protocol here. You are not allowed to come in anytime you want. You are allowed to come when I open the circle.
Yeah.
So it's very important. The other thing I want to tell everybody, and this is really important, many times when people start working with angels or ascended masters or their guides, they're bowing down to them. And our guides are bowing down to us too, because as much as we're getting guidance from them, they're getting guidance from us. They're getting to do their work on the other side because we're working with them. It's a really beautiful co-creation.
Yeah. So altogether, how many years have you been working like this and doing this work? This is amazing.
I've been channeling for over 12 years, and I've been working as a full-time medium for over 8, probably close to 9 years now.
Awesome.
I started teaching before I started reading, which was weird, but it was what called to me first.
Wow. Can we choose, let's say, like one of my favorite Bible characters is Moses. I love
yeah.
that story. Can you choose and say, okay, I want Moses to be the one that, you know, watches over me or I deal with, or is that something that you can't really choose?
No, I feel like you can. I feel like the fact that you really are interested in Moses
mm-hmm.
means that he's guidance for you. So just the fact that you're interested in him, and it's a really cool story. I love Moses.
Oh,
yeah. You can definitely call that energy in. If the energy doesn't want to come in, you'll know it, but I don't feel like you would have an interest the way that you do if the energy didn't want to come in.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of when I was studying to be a science of mind practitioner, and they were saying that, don't worry about the different clients that show up or want to speak with you, because 9 times out of 10, you're the right
yeah.
person for that client. So don't get all nervous and off, you know. Because I used to worry, like, oh, my goodness, am I going to be able to help anybody when they come to me? And they said 9 times out of 10, you're the one that person needs to be talking to, or you need
it's
to be talking to. Mm-hmm.
It's such great advice that you got, because that goes for anybody. That goes for mediums as well, or coaches and healers, you know, because you want to do the best for the person that's coming to you.
Yes.
And you want to be the best. And something I had to learn was whoever comes to me, whatever the experience is, it was the experience we were both supposed to have.
Whether
even if the person walked away and wasn't happy, that was the experience they were supposed to have with me. So I had to release it. It was difficult to release, as you know, as a practitioner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things a lot of people I know, actually, in my little circle of friends, they talk about chakras. I
yeah.
never fully understood chakras. I know when I see a poster. Can you explain a little bit what chakras are and how they work, how we can benefit?
Yeah, I love the chakra system. So chakras are energy centers in our body, and they have... they can create, or they. For me, they mean different things. You can access different things through them.
Mm-hmm.
They help you to balance. They help you to heal. They help you to clear things out. My dog is being so bad, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, no,
I'm
it's okay.
Disturbing the call.
It's kind of fun, really.
For me to go out there and try to get him to stop will just make this a lot worse.
Oh, no. It's like relaxing at your house and little puppies running around.
Yeah, it's like, and this one is like, oh, he's such a great dog. But anyway, so each chakra has a different meaning. So like the first chakra, which is at the base of the spine, is about money and spiritual truth and safety. And if you're having issues in those areas of your life, you really want to get in there and clear it and balance it and meditate on it and work with it so that you can create what you want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are interested in the chakras, you know, there's 7 chakras in there's actually more than 7 in our body, but so many people are interested in the chakras that go outside your body. And I always say it's so important that you ground and balance and really know how to be with the ones that are in your body first before you go out into the outside your body, out into the spirit world, out into the other dimensions. Because if you're not balanced and grounded, it's really not good for you to try to connect with spirit in another dimension, because you'll just keep floating out of your body. You may have accidents. You may get into an accident. You're not living your life consciously, which is can be a very difficult thing and a very challenging experience to have.
Yeah, very good. I'm looking at your website now and all the great services you have. You got a lot of stuff going on here. This is great. The you offer 30-minute sessions.
I don't really have 30-minute sessions right now. I have emergency sessions for people that have to get in, and then I have a wait list. So if anybody wants to get a reading, do join, and I open that wait list up. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you did mention that earlier, that things
yeah.
have changed. Yes,
I have
ahead.
A membership program which allows people to work with me in a one-on-one illness, like it's a small group setting, for a very low price point. So they get to learn from me every month. They get readings from me through Facebook or Q&A calls. And then I have guest psychics on, and I have expert speakers on, and they talk about different things. You know, you'd probably be a great expert speaker for one of my months in membership. And then I have the mentorship program that's getting launched. That's a 16-week, absolutely incredible program that mixes marketing with my spiritual teachings, which
awesome.
Is phenomenal. Yeah. So, yeah, I have some exciting things happening.
You got a whole – I mean, this is really just exciting. Are you – amazed at how everything has taken off, or you kind of knew it was going to happen? How do you explain that? That's great.
You know, it's interesting because I had different careers. I used to work in television production, where I actually won an Emmy at a very early age behind the scenes, and then I was acting, and I was a lead in an off-Broadway play right away, you know, so I had different careers, and when this career, I finally decided to do it, and those other careers, they were difficult for me. You know, except for the production career, I did succeed right away, but I hated it. I cried every day. But acting just got difficult. And then when I stepped into this career, the doors just blew open for me. And even my friends will remark, like, how quickly things just came to me and opportunities continue to come to me. And it really shows that I'm on the right path. And I don't want to discourage those people who have dreams in their hearts and they may not see the doors opening up for them, because if you have a dream in your heart, it's put there for a reason. God, Source, has put that there for a reason for you to experience it, not for you to suffer through it. And I'm sure as a spiritual practitioner, this is a lot of your language. You teach people how to reach their dreams.
Yes, yeah. But even now, I'm getting aha moments. That's why I love this show so much, because it's like class for me, you know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you need a little reminder, you know. So.
Totally. Oh, my goodness. You have to constantly be working on yourself. I'm constantly working on myself.
Yeah, it's funny, because I, when I first started getting into this, I really thought, wow, I'm going to learn this stuff, learn law of attraction, and poof. And it seems like the more I learn, the more I don't know. It's kind of weird. You know what I mean?
I had a great teacher that was just like, he just always said that he was ignorant and it was the best thing for him. And I have to say, yeah, the more I learn, the more I don't know. And it's really a great place to access new material, new information, because I'm not coming with a point of view or perspective. I'm coming with more of an open mind to say, okay, what else can I learn? What else can I absorb? I think it's great. So I get what you're saying.
Yes. For you, law of attraction, is that a big thing in what you do?
Not in the way. See how that's a term, and I know you're going to agree with me, that has so much connotation, so much attached to it.
Yes.
So it's so difficult to answer that question because for me it's more about continuing to align with your truth, align with your soul, and you attract then what your soul is saying. It's really important for me that people recognize that they have all the answers inside themselves, that they continue to balance themselves, that they continue to know themselves, know what their thoughts are, where they're planting seeds, where they're not planting seeds. And the more you work with the interior landscape, the more your exterior world meets your desires, dreams, passions, all of it. And that's how I would say I work with law of attraction. I work with my heart, my soul, my inner guidance system.
Oh, that's beautiful. You should have been on that DVD, I tell you.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm sure you're experiencing this, right, in your work. Like, it's such a loaded term now, and people are now turned off from it. It's difficult, right?
It really is, because, like you said, I have to be careful sometimes, because when I hear it, because I get what law of attraction, law of balance, I've definitely seen it in my life. But there were times I would hear the term and just want to go like, ugh, and I roll my eyes, because I think of people just thinking they can just say, hey, blue car out on the driveway and it's going to be there. I believe it. You know, and I talked to a lot of people. You wouldn't believe some of the things that they would say they wanted, and it's like, but they weren't doing anything. I mean, nothing, you know, to get closer to it. Like pick up a phone, or there were things like maybe go out to the car lot and even price a car, anything like that. They really they believe that it would just show up, and it's been like 10, 15 years, and they're still saying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
amazing,
I can hear the
right?
frustration. It's like, wow, you know? Just interesting.
It is. I always say to people in readings, you know, take what you like, leave the rest. And if you like something, then run with it.
Right.
Don't just sit and wait for it to come knocking at your door.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, is with law of attraction, where people have to be cautious, you put something out there and give it to God. I believe in God. So whatever people believe in, I'm fine with, source, energy, universe, whatever it is. But you give it to God. I give it to God. And then I have to release it, release my attachment to it, because something better may show up, and usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm so targeted or focused on one thing, and if it doesn't happen and I sit in the disappointment, then I ruin my energy, and I'm not even seeing the opportunity that's over to the right if I'm stuck on the left.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I knew we were speaking the same language. I knew
it. Really? I mean, I'm almost ready to jump around. You know, it's so funny.
I love spiritual practitioners. They have guided me a lot in my life. So I congratulate you on the work that you do. So thank you.
It's funny, my cat, she's always in here when I do this show, and she just stares. It's like I'm ready to jump out of my chair like I'm at church or something. Especially when you say something like that hits me, you know.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful though. I'm just so impressed with your website and that beautiful lavender. It's just so peaceful.
Thank you.
Who designed your website?
Well, I'm actually having it redesigned. So the person who did it, I think, was Elizabeth Millich. I can't remember her name, sorry.
But
my platform is shifting and changing, so I have to redesign it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You find when you're doing this work that you have to be definitely open to change. It's never just the same. Yeah.
I always say to people when they ask me, like, what goes on the other side? I tell them what I believe, and I say, this is what I believe today, but I don't cap it out because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and I'm not on the other side yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to work with what information I get today.
Great. You know, it's funny. Were you on television? I know you said you did the acting and all. Because you're, I mean, crazy familiar. Like I know, I even show your picture to one of my best friends. He's a writer. And he said the same thing. He remembers your face. Like, are you on TV or in the movies or anything like that?
No, but I think you're tapping into something that I can't really speak about just yet.
Ah, okay.
So I'm just going to say thank you for that message.
Oh, wow. I'm telling you, as soon as I got to, wait a minute, I know who that is, and I kept checking to see if you were on the show before. I said, well, no, I don't think she was on the show. but maybe that's a spiritual thing going on. That's great.
Yeah.
But so do you have plans on writing books or anything in the future? We're down to 2 minutes.
I do. I was working on a proposal for a ghost story with Sal Mineo, who's a very famous Hollywood actor who was murdered and the wrong person was convicted, and he's been in contact with me, and it's a great story about how spirits have your back. I had to put it aside right now while I launch these other programs, and then I will get back to it. But yes, Mike, aren't you writing? Because I kept getting writing around you.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. I just finished. My best friend and I, we both did 2 books together.
Yeah.
But now I just completed a book on forgiveness that I wrote myself with Balboa. They work with Hay House. It's like a new self-publishing.
That's great. Congratulations. I kept getting right. And is your dad passed?
Wait, say it again?
Is your father passed? Because I keep getting a male spirit coming in.
Now, he's still alive, but my mother passed 2 years ago.
No, I was getting your father. It's father's side, so it's got to be your dad's dad.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. I didn't feel female, and I don't go, oh, yeah. Blah, blah. No, I'm getting energy in here.
Well, he did just call, and the phone beeped, and I saw his name.
Okay, so maybe that's why. But, no, I think usually I get it. It's not the father, it's the father's father, and they usually have a message. But all I can say is the feeling I get for you is that you're doing incredible work and to keep it up.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to ask you when you picked up with the writing. How about that?
Yeah.
And you felt that, huh? How about that?
Yeah, they were talking about writing, and I'm telling you, I have a male spirit here, so I'm not gonna. It takes a while to get into it, and I know we only have not even a minute left. But so that's what I have to say. So keep it up. The book's going to be continue to do the books and teach the workshops is what they're saying. Tell them to teach.
Oh my goodness! Another intuitive reader I had some time ago said the very same thing you just said. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
That when people, oh, 1 minute, oh my goodness. When people come to you and say, oh my goodness, it came true, and da, 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 are you shocked? Are you like, yeah, of course, you know, I know what I'm doing.
No, I am. I'm a little bit skeptical. So I do a lot of future work. So people, and I don't remember readings because I ask not to be present, so it comes through me. Afterwards, when people come back to me and tell me stories, I'm even like, oh, wow, that's really cool. So they really are out there.
Oh.
You know, now I trust everything. I trust all the information you have to. But, yeah, I have moments like that where I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I do.
Oh, terrific. Well, Marilyn Aloria, thank you so much for joining me today. That was so much fun. And keep up the fabulous work. You're doing it. I love it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was great.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I look forward to being with you guys next week. You've been listening to It's All About You, the radio program that is celebrating life, prosperity, and unlimited potential. And I look forward to being with you next week. And so it is.